Listen to what happens. As soon as they crossed over the Jordan, they come into the promised land. They ate from the produce of the land. When did they plant? When did they plant? They walked in to a harvest.
We are sowing God's word, growing in Christ, and bringing in the harvest. And now join us for today's message from Harvest Church.
All right. We're just going to pray for a second, all right? Because, we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray. Lord, I'm not going to talk, Lord. I'm not going to say anything, Lord. Lord, I just feel like we have nothing really to say much today. Lord, there's nothing really much to say today. I don't really have a whole lot to say today. Because, Lord, here's the thing. Lord, we have things in our hearts, Lord, that need to be corrected. We have things in our hearts, Lord, that we want to learn. Things, Lord, that you want us to learn. And, Lord, it's not advantageous, Lord, to cram everything into one service, Lord. It's not advantageous, Lord, to think, Lord, we're going to learn anything today. Lord, there's only one way to learn from you, Lord. And Lord, I'm speaking this from John 8. Jesus, there's only one way to learn from you, to continue in your word, to continue in your word, to continue in your word, Lord. And there's nothing we're going to say today, Lord, that's going to change our lives. There's nothing we're going to say today, Lord, that's going to do us any good. In the long haul, Lord, it's not going to do us any good. Lord, when we get in our minds, Lord, that your word, Lord, is so important, Lord, so much so that it becomes something, Lord, that we can't live without, something, Lord, that we can't do without, Lord. Lord, there comes an abiding, Lord. There comes a continuance in your word then, Lord, because it's so important, Lord, to us, because it becomes something, Lord, that we don't feel even comfortable, Lord, not listening to you. We don't even feel comfortable, Lord, not hearing from you, Lord, because we know how important it is to know you, because we know, Lord, how important it is to respect you and, Lord, and to allow you the time, Lord, to speak into our hearts. Lord, when we realize the importance of it, Lord, there comes a natural continuance in your word. There comes a natural, Lord, abiding in your word. Lord, so much so it becomes a mentality, Lord, for us that listening to you, Lord, is not just something that we do on a particular day, Lord, but listening to you is something that we make a habit out of it, Lord. Something that we do all the time. And Lord, we're not going to teach anything today that's going to be able to make any long-term difference in any person's life, Lord. We're not going to call anybody up here, and we're not going to even ask for a show of hands or anything like that. I'm not interested in all the showy stuff, and we're not going to have anyone come up here, get prayed for. We're not going to have anybody falling on the floor. We're not going to have anybody doing anything like that. We want to get off the showy stuff. We want to get off the short-term stuff. Hopefully, we have a lot of people in here that agree with what's going on right now. But I'm not interested in short-term stuff. I'm not interested in looking at things short-term. And if you agree with this, hopefully you do agree with this. Yeah, I'm not in this for like short term. I don't want to come to church and be encouraged on a certain day. I just don't want to be encouraged. I want to be trained. I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth like the back of my hand. I want to know the truth like it's just my nature. I want the truth to completely renew my mind and change the way that I think entirely, so that I can be transformed on the outside. I want the long-term, real results that come from the Word of God. Again, hopefully we have people in here that agree with this. I do not want to be encouraged merely by a word that's given. I want it to change the way that I think. I want to be fully trained and equipped for every good work by the gospel. I do not want short-term results. I want long-term, real, genuine, Holy Spirit life-changing results in my life. You can agree or disagree with that just in your heart right now before the Lord, just between you and Him. But I'm just saying this for me, and I know there's people here, Lord, that also agree with me, but I am not going to have short-term results come to church just to be encouraged so I can get through the week. I don't want that. I want my mind to be completely trained and completely changed so that I don't think at all the same way that I used to think. And we're not going to do that on a Sunday morning. There's nothing that we're going to say today, Lord, that's going to change anyone's life long-term, that's going to produce any fruit long-term. Nothing that can possibly be said on a Sunday morning is going to change the way that we think long-term, Lord. This is something, we just said this extremely briefly before, time. The amount of time that goes into listening to you, Lord, and coming here, Lord, and getting the Word of God taught us, Lord, and getting trained, Lord, and getting rooted and grounded, and getting schooled, Lord, and educated, and all the things that you did for us. That is the only possible way, Lord. Time accompanied with our listening. Time accompanied with our being trained. Time is what produces the long-term results. When you add time to hearing Jesus, that is the only thing, and I pray that you take this as a word from God, is the only thing that's going to change your life long-term. And if you want a verse for that, the Bible says in Hebrews, and I believe it's chapter 6, but it's in Hebrews, and it says that those who inherit the promises of God do so through faith and patience. Patience does not mean, you know, not losing your cool quickly. That's not the kind of patience it's talking about. Not losing your temper. This patience is talking about long-term continuance. The word patience there is synonymous with enduring or continuing. That's the kind of patience it's talking about. That's why the King James will often translate it long-suffering, because the word suffer in Old English means like to bear something. Long bearing the Word of God for a long time. I will not do anything for you in teaching a message today. Pastor Jose, if he was here, wouldn't do anything for you in teaching a message today. No change is going to be made in your life with one message. Not even two messages or three or four. God wants anyone that in this room right now or in the sound of my voice on a recording, anywhere you're hearing this, if you want long-term, real results, not a short-term result that's going to fade away very quickly, because there are types of fruit that are produced because you came to church one day and you're going to experience encouragement via the person that's speaking. You're going to experience, you know, a peace via the person maybe leading worship. You're going to experience things because you're around other believers and they're just merely rubbing off on you. But if you want your own results, if you don't want to just be rubbed off on by somebody that actually knows Jesus in their own life, if you want your own results from God, if you want long-term real results from God inside of you, if you want to stop coming to church and just getting rubbed off on by somebody else, if you want your own results, time. This is why we have three services a week, for time, to meet that requirement that God put there in the book of Hebrews. Faith and time. That means faith over a long period of time. This is why we have so many services. This is why we don't just cut a message short just for the sake of our attention span here. Because we know that faith is not enough. Hearing the Word of God taught is not enough. It's not enough. Faith and time, or patience, as the Bible says. Long-suffering, bearing something long. And there's just no use in in believing that we're going to come to church. And if that's the extent of our relationship with the Lord, or what we're currently chasing after right now, if the extent of what we're chasing after right now in regards to knowledge is coming to church on Sundays, that's not going to produce any long-term results. I would encourage you, if you're willing, I'd encourage you, make a commitment to coming here as often as you can. And by can, I mean can. We know if we can. Make a commitment to coming here as often as you possibly can, listening to the Lord all the time at home. You see, until that becomes a part of our life, where we're actually listening to the Lord and abiding in His Word. Just to give you an example, in John 8, when Jesus actually said that, to abide in His Word, He was talking, just listen, you can keep your head bowed and that's okay, but just listen to this. When Jesus was talking to people that were wanting to receive salvation, in fact, they thought that they were already saved, but Jesus knew they weren't saved yet. They had heard the Word, but they weren't saved yet. And in John 8, Jesus told them that if they really wanted to be His disciples, which He's talking about salvation there, if they really wanted to be His disciples, He said, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed. He was telling them that they weren't even able to receive salvation because they heard the Word of God on a service. You were not saved the day you prayed a prayer. You were saved after continuance. Most Christians in this world today believe that they are saved at the point of a sinner's prayer. You were not saved because you prayed. Prayer does not save you. Prayer does not save you. Continuance in the Word saves you. That's why Jesus looked at people that had already heard the Word of God sparingly. Listen to what's being said. They had heard the Word of God sparingly, and they were not saved by that. So I'm submitting the same thing to you. If we are hearing the Word of God sparingly, you are not going to be changed. And you can be, and God loves you, and you got everything on the inside of you, but you won't be changed. You won't see that fruit of what you want to see in your life. Hearing the Word of God sparingly, you won't see it. This is not a slap on the wrist. This is just encouragement to you. This is the truth to you. Amongst family, this is what this is. If you want real change, look back at what Jesus told to those people who wanted to be saved. They had heard the Word of God sparingly already, and they had believed the Word that they had heard up until that point. But sparingly doesn't get you anything. Don't even think that just because you hear the Word of God sparingly, you're going to get sparing results. The Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't say you hear the Word of God sparingly, you're going to get sparing results. If you hear the Word of God sparingly, you're going to get no long-term results. Why? Why am I saying that? Faith and time and patience, that's how you inherit the promises. Take Jesus' advice that He was telling people who wanted the fruit of salvation, you could say. They wanted that, and they thought they had it, but they hadn't heard enough. And He said, you have to abide. You have to continue in this. This has to be an all-the-time thing before you're My disciples. Continuance in the Word is how you got saved. And don't question that. That's in the Bible. I'm quoting a verse to you. You don't need to question that. Even what I said before about the prayer thing. You weren't saved by a prayer. You were not saved by a prayer. The Bible doesn't say that you're saved by a prayer. You're saved by faith. By grace through faith. Not by sinner's prayer. The word sinner's, term sinner's prayer is not even in the Bible. You were saved by faith, and not just faith, but with continuance, with time. You had to continually hear the Word of God to even develop a revelation that was strong enough to even receive salvation. And why do we think we can hear the Word of God sparingly, and we wonder why we're struggling so much? You're not struggling because of anything else. The struggle's not coming from being here. The struggle's coming from not being here enough. And it's not about church attendance. This is not to get your money. This is not to get your attendance. If you didn't give anything, I'd still be saying the same thing I'm saying right now. This is for your benefit. I'm saying, just think about this for a second. Don't judge as to how often you should come here. Don't think about that right now. Think about this. Do you grow here? Do you grow here? Just think, answer that question. You don't have to answer the question of how often should you be here? How often does the Lord really want you to be here? Because maybe we might be asking those questions. Just ask yourself this question, do we grow here? Do we grow here more so than other churches? And I'm not answering that for you. I want you to honestly say that. And if it's no, then that's okay too. Just an honest answer in your own mind between you and the Lord. Do you grow here? Do you hear things here that you don't hear other places? And if the answer is no, that's also fine. I'm not trying to sway your opinion. But I'm just asking you, do you hear things here that you don't hear other places? Is this the best of what you've heard so far at a church? As far as promoting Jesus goes, as far as preaching the knowledge of Jesus, as far as accuracy, biblical accuracy, and I'm not trying to sway you and make you think that one way or another. We're not perfect in anything we say here. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking you a question. Do you grow here? Is the Word of God preached here? Okay. Now, judging off your answer, if the answer is no, then we should one of two things. We should either go to whatever church we believe is preaching the Word of God and then treat that church the same way you would treat the Word of God. Okay? Or if you believe you grow here, if when you come here and over the course of time coming, you believe I grow here, and if you do believe the Word of God is taught here, treat this church like you treat the Word of God then. Doesn't that just make sense? Doesn't that just make sense? If the Word of God is taught here, then treat the church, the building is what I'm talking about right now. Treat this church the way you would treat the Word of God. Frequent here the way you would frequent the Word of God. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm just trying, I want you to see the Lord's perspective on this. When we don't meet together here, despite the fact that we do grow here, you realize what's happening. We're saying the Word of God is taught somewhere, but we're not willing to frequent it. If you desire to frequent the Word of God, if the Word of God in your life, if you want that to be top priority and you find a place that's teaching it, treat that place like they're teaching the Word of God then. There should be no confusion there. Should be no confusion there. You don't have to ask the Lord. Don't ask the Lord. Don't say, how often should I come to Harvest Church? And hear my heart. This is not about you giving here. This is not about any of that. I know some people have really been betrayed going to certain churches. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how to be trained. We're talking about for the people that want long-term results. This is the answer then, the reply to that. You need to find a church that's teaching the Word of God and somewhere where you grow, somewhere that's teaching the Word of God. And if this is not the place for you, if you don't believe that about this place, or you believe that someone else is teaching something that's more suited, then you know what? For that purpose of teaching the Word, then listen, we're not trying to keep you here. We just want you to be somewhere where the Word of God is being taught. We're not after your money or your church attendance. We just want you to be taught and trained. We don't want you to be infrequent. We don't want the Word of God to be second or third. We want the Word of God to be one, because when the Word of God is one and listen to Jesus one, everything else flourishes. You prosper and you're in health even as your soul prospers. And then God can use you as a witness. The prosperity that He holds you up in, He can hold you up as a witness to other people. Apart from that, what is there for us on this earth if we're not doing that, right? If we're not prioritizing the Word of God to receive from Him, to grow in that, what are we doing then, right? Then what else is really worth our time but that? So if you're already with me on that yeah, I want to prioritize the Word of God, then that's what that just answer that one question. Is the Word of God taught here? Do you grow here? Just answer that question for yourself. Don't ask how often. Just examine the quality of what's being taught here. And frequent here in accordance with the quality of the Word of God being taught here. Frequent here the way you would frequent the Word of God if the Word of God's taught here. Thank you, Jesus. That's all that we're saying. Thank you, Jesus. Because, and please, I'm not trying to, and I know pastors, they would probably be okay with me saying this. I'm not trying to be presumptuous in saying this also. I'm not your pastor, so I'm not trying to sound like it either. But as a brother in Christ, as somebody that comes to this church also, can I just tell you this though? And this is not to put you down, and this is not to be harsh in any way. But can I just tell you this though? If we believe the Word of God is taught somewhere, and we have a struggle in frequenting the Word of God somewhere else, we're struggling with the Word of God in our own life. And there's no two ways about that. We are struggling with the Word of God and prioritizing in our own life. If we know the Word of God is taught somewhere, not just here, anywhere, and we cannot find it in our plans, in our schedule to frequent that place, then we're struggling with the Word of God in our own life. We're struggling with putting that first in our own life. There's no two ways about that. If we cannot frequent somewhere where someone is literally instilling the Word of God into us externally, and we struggle with prioritizing that, it's not that we're struggling to prioritize church attendance. We're struggling with prioritizing the Word of God. And it just kind of shows. It just shows in how we frequent somewheres, and not just here. It just shows in how we frequent somewhere where we know the Word of God's taught. You realize this is why we don't have a lot of atheists who want to be atheists. You don't see them flocking to churches all over the globe. You know why? Because they don't want to hear the Word of God. So therefore, they treat churches where the Word of God's taught, they treat it the same way they would treat the Word of God. They don't want to hear the Word of God. And if the Word of God is taught at that church, then no wonder atheists that want to stay atheists don't go to church. Just makes sense, right? They don't like the Word of God. If the Word of God's taught at a church, they don't go to that church. They infrequent that church. They don't attend that church if the Word of God's taught there, because they don't like the Word of God. And if we like the Word of God and the Word of God's taught somewhere, why would it be a struggle to frequent it? We need to treat the places where the Word of God is taught, the places that are within our reach, we need to treat them the same way we would treat the Word of God. In fact, let me even go a step further. We do treat them the way we treat the Word of God. This is why even if you want to serve with us here at this church, this is why we ask that you come at least 2 times a week. Because if you're going to be in Helps Ministry, if you wanted to be with us, we would expect that, and let me say it this way, we would require that you have a solid relationship with the Lord before you serve with us. We would require that you would have a strong foundation in the Word of God before you served with us. And we would just assume that if you desire the Word of God and you thought that the Word of God was taught here, so much so to serve with us, that it wouldn't be hard to frequent it. I understand that there are jobs and there are kids and there are plans and there are vacations and there are all things like that. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm not trying to get on people over their plans and things like that. There are things that come up. Pastor Zane and Miss Kim are not here today because they're out. And that's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I guarantee you, if Pastor Jose were at home right now, they'd be here. It's just so super important, guys. If we want to be trained, that is, it's super important. If we don't want to be trained, then that's okay. But if I really believe that most believers do want the long-term results, and they don't want the short-term. I really believe that even most people in here right now, that you really don't care for just being encouraged one day to get through the week. You want your mind completely renewed so that you are seeing the truth like you've never seen it before. And when you do that, transformation comes, and you want the transformation that comes from knowing that truth. All I'm just trying to give you advice. If that's really you, I wouldn't give this advice if someone didn't want that. But if somebody is in their mind right now, if you're one of those people, in your mind right now, you're saying, yeah, that's me. I do want transformation by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you got to find somewhere where the Word of God's taught, here or somewhere else, and you have to frequent it and frequent the Word of God in general. But frequent that place. You're not going to get solid help once a week. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Think about this. A third of the Word of God that's taught here, you're getting. We teach full series. And a third of it, we have to rehash everything. Every third service. For those that come only one service. Here's my thing. I'm not trying to get on you about church attendance. We're going to close in a second. I'm talking to people that want to be trained. If you want to be trained, listen, Harvest Church is here not to encourage you to get through the week. Harvest Church is here by God to change the way people think about Jesus. And if you want your thoughts changed in regards to Jesus, and you're saying, I don't care about anything else, that's the one thing I care about, you'd be right in saying that. That's a good thing. But express it then and take the first step and say, Jesus, I am going to start then prioritizing the Word of God, the gospel. Above all else, if the gospel is taught somewhere, I'm going to be there. And if it's not here, then you're going to be wherever that is. But you're going to frequent it because the Word of God is important, not because Harvest Church is important, not because the church down the road is important, because the Word of God is important. And if we want to be trained, it's going to take time. Time. It is going to take time. So just in closing, I would just say this last thing. In fact, I'll just repeat really what we already said. Please do not deceive yourself and think that sparingly gets you sparing results long term and more of the Word of God gets you more results long term. That's not the way it is. Sparing will get you no long term results, and continuance will get you the right results. You need to continue and abide in His Word. Just the way that you got saved only after you continued, not after a message, only after you continued, is the exact same way that you're going to assure yourself of results for your future, is if you are trained with time and preparation in the gospel, allowing your feet to be shod with that. In other words, allowing your heart to be trained in the preparation of the gospel of peace. And that's why Harvest Church is here. We do not want to see anyone come here and just be here sparingly and leave and you're struggling with things that Jesus already died to fix. That is not our goal. To be quite honest, if you never gave a penny here for the rest of your life, we'd be saying the same exact things we're saying right now. We just want you to hear. We want you to be trained. This is not about your gifts. It's not about having a seat warmed. This is about you. This is about your future. This is about the results that you say that, and mind you, I didn't say this. I'm talking to people that in their mind, you have said that you want these results. You, by your own accord, have said you want these results and you want to be trained. I'm just telling you, because it wouldn't be right to not tell you, that that's not going to happen with sparing frequency. In regards to the Word of God or anywhere that the Word of God is preached, it's not going to get you any results. And please just take this last word just before we go. People in this world don't experience the power of God at all because they don't know God. If we want different results than them, we're going to have to take a different route than they're taking. You don't want to be conformed to the image of this world, and you don't want to look like this world. It's not for you. It's not your home. It's not your calling. It's not what you were meant for. You were not meant to look like this world. But if you do not get trained, and I'm telling you, church, getting trained here is just literally a token of how you frequent the Word of God. If you can't frequent where the Word of God is preached, then you are certainly not frequenting the Word of God personally. We need to be taking a different route than this world is taking with their heads. You want the same results as them? Then use your mind the same way that they use their mind for work and for school and for play and for all these things. Then use your mind for what they use their mind for. In the futility of their mind, the Bible says they walk. And if you want to look like them, then think like them. Then frequent church like them and frequent the Word of God like them. I'm telling you, this should be an encouragement. because it should be this is just an act of direction here for those that are willing to frequent the Word of God and give that time. God wants you trained. God doesn't want you just encouraged one time. God wants you trained. He wants your mind trained. He wants your life changed, and that's not going to happen sparingly. So thank you so much, Jesus, for this time we've had, Lord. We are blessed, Lord, by the words that you speak. We started this service out, Lord, by saying this message, Lord, by saying that we will receive anything that you have to say to us. And if we think this is the devil, Lord, if we think this is of the spirit of this world, then, Lord, we have our right to our own judgment. But if we believe, Lord, that this is of you, Lord, why would we ever refuse it, Lord? Then this is God, and this is our direction, Lord, that we need. I can tell you personally that this is true. As I said before, you have the right to judge for yourself, but you also have the right to judge wrongly. There is nothing wrong with what I just said. It's just a matter of whether you want to judge it that way or not. And if you do judge it right, please, please, please follow the advice that the Lord gives. And if it's the Lord, and I'm not saying, notice they didn't say, please follow the advice that Pastor Mike or Pastor Jose give. If the Lord says something, please follow through on what he has mandated you to do. It is for your profit. And God wants you to profit. And not profit for a day. He wants you to profit for the rest of your life. And that's not going to happen with the way that we're doing things right now. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed by what you speak to us, Lord, because it's you, Lord, that speaks to us. You witness in every person's heart in here, Lord, as to whether that was you or not. But we thank you so much, Father, for if this is you speaking, Lord, then we are blessed by it, then we receive it, Lord, then we'll ponder these things in our heart, Lord, and we'll give you time, Lord, to secure us in whether this was truthfully you or not. Thank you, Jesus. There is nothing wrong with what was said, Lord. It's just a matter of us judging that for ourselves. Lord, we will remain in your word. We will abide in your word. We will continue in your word. And anywhere that preaches the word that's within our reach, Lord, we are going to frequent there because the word of God means something to us. And we're not going to look like the world. We're going to look like sons of God if we're really sons of God. If we're sons of God, we want to be transformed to look like one. And if we're of the world, then we can look like the world. But we're not of this world, Lord. And it would be a shame for us to live all the way until you come back, Jesus, looking like the world, just because we use the word of God and frequent places, Lord, that teach it sparingly. That would be a shame. That would be a real shame. But I do not believe, Lord, that we are people that want that. Not for a second, I don't believe that, because we have your spirit in us. If we are spirit-filled people, there's no way that we want that. It's just a matter of whether we follow through on the advice that's given by you on how to achieve that. If we want to, it's not about just wanting it. You could want that for the rest of your life and never receive anything. If you want to achieve it, then frequent places that teach the word of God, like it's the number one priority on your list. I'm telling you what, if you got to quit your job and find another one to frequent here, it's worth it. Because no one in the resurrection is going to be thanking you for doing your job or your career. But people are going to be thanking you for knowing the word of God. This stop thinking short term and earthly. This is going to affect you forever. Here and now and then, it's worth your time. It's worth your time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we close this service out right now, and thank you so much, Father, for the witness, Lord, that I pray you're giving us about the things that are said. It's worth our time to invest our time. It's a secure investment doing that. So thank you, Jesus, so much for all that you've given, Lord. We will not continue, Lord. Though we are not going to continue doing things the way we've done them before. We're going to change up the way we're doing things, Lord, to fit the bill that you're speaking to us, Lord, giving it time. So thank you so much, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love one another, Lord. Lord, we're your people, and we love one another. And Lord, if we love one another, we speak the truth in love, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much, Father. We love you, Jesus. You love us, Jesus. You love us, Jesus. We're willing to hear from someone that loves us. Jesus, you love us. We're willing to hear from you, Lord, if you love us. Thank you, Lord. You've given your love to us, Lord. You've proven it. So we're willing to hear you, Lord, if you love us. Nothing should stand in the way, Lord, of us frequenting anywhere where the Word of God's taught. That's not a hard pill to swallow, Jesus, because you love us. It's your love, Lord, that makes it sweet to us, because you love us. You teach us, Lord, because you love us. You correct us, Lord, even many times, Lord, because you love us. You want to see us prospered. When we receive it, Lord, it's not a hard pill to swallow. It's not a pill at all. It's something sweet because Jesus loves us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all of this. Amen. Amen. So you know what? Today, typically I say, if you guys want to stay back for anything, you guys can stay back. But I don't think I have anything to pray with anybody about. We have a lot of thinking to do, and there's nothing to pray about. Remember, prayer doesn't help you. Faith in Jesus helps you. Prayer is just a supplement. That's all it is. You want to get prayer, it's just going to supplement. But according to the service today, we're not going to do the supplement thing today. That wouldn't really be fitting for a service like this. We're going to do the long-term stuff today and only the long-term stuff. Nothing wrong with prayer, but I think for today, we just focus on the long-term stuff, right? Trust me, that's the interest of this church, the interest of God, long-term, right? Long-term.
And that concludes today's message. This message was recorded at Harvest Church, located at 2631 Route 52, Liberty, New York. Harvest Church meets every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. For more information and free downloads of all of our messages, visit us at harvestinus.com. Thank you for listening.